Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow up.
I always wondered how rich people meet.
It's the Jubal Show.
Yeah.
There's a woman named Kristen on the phone, and she's not getting a call back from a guy named Lawrence, right? Already rich names. Fair. I can tell that this is a rich people meeting story, though, because her email said that they met at a badminton club.
Badminton?
They actually have badminton clubs?
I think so.
If you didn't know what badminton...
That doesn't sound like that much fun, guys.
I love badminton.
I mean, it's fun, like at a barbecue.
Kristen, what's up? How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I've just never heard of a badminton club before, like... So you belong to a badminton club?
I do, but I was just picking my father up.
Oh, so it's a family thing.
Yeah, my dad plays there.
So how did you meet the dude that you went on a date with?
Well, while I was waiting for my dad, I saw this really handsome guy at the front desk.
Yeah,
and, okay. I asked for his name. I found out his name was Lawrence.
Okay, and did he seem like he was into you at first?
He seemed pretty receptive to my winks.
To your wink?
You winked?
You winked at him?
Yeah, I did a little wink. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And apparently it worked, because a couple of days later, he texted me, which I thought was strange because I didn't actually give him my phone number.
Wait, how did he get your phone number then?
My dad.
Your dad?
Well, okay. Your dad might have helped you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, he called you and you guys went out. How did that go?
It was phenomenal, in my opinion. Oh. We went to a restaurant, had a great date. He checked all of my boxes, It was intelligent conversation. He is handsome. He's thoughtful, respectful, all of those things, mm-hmm.
Is there a reason you think he's not calling you back?
I have no idea because we went home after we went to the restaurant. Well, we went back to his home and had a pretty good time, in my opinion. A time that, a gal would think would be worthy of a callback.
So basically you guys hooked up?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
And he did a decent job. And he did a decent job.
He did.
Right. Okay.
Well, yeah,
he did. I think about it and I can't speak. He right. did.
Oh.
Congratulations.
You're speechless.
Yeah, okay. That is a very good job.
So it was an amazing date night, but there's, the only thing that I can think of that might be the reason he didn't call me is because I have, this is hard to say on the radio, I have moles. Lots of moles.
I don't get it.
I have big ones. I have little ones. I have hairy ones. I have dark ones.
Oh, on your body?
You're self-conscious about your moles?
I'm so self-conscious about them. They're huge, though.
Yeah, but maybe not, though, because I can't trust you about your moles. You're obviously self-conscious about them. So for a small mole on you, you probably think looks like a huge, a mountain on you, but it might not because you're self-conscious about it. It might not have been as bad. So you think that maybe he was turned off because you have moles?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can think of.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, I have a lot of moles and I mean, to me, I think that they have a purpose, but even though dermatologists don't know what they are.
Right.
And what are caused from? I mean, yeah, it says the sun can cause, but it's not like the sun causes like actual, like the, you know, moles that like stick out and stuff. But mm-hmm. I think they have a deeper purpose. Yeah, I don't have time to get into it, but just explore that.
Yeah. Deeper meaning behind your moles. Moles are beautiful. I like moles.
Look into that.
Dude, anytime I've seen someone that doesn't have any blemishes on their skin, they look weird to me. I'm like, yeah. Dude, that, like, I know some people think that looks attractive, but I'm like, you're like a mannequin. It looks fake. Mm. It doesn't look real to me. Like, you know.
It's a new starseed.
Yeah.
Plastic.
I think moles are attractive. So anyway, that's why you think he's not calling you back.
The only thing I can think of.
The only thing you can think of. Okay, well, we'll try to figure it out for you. How long has it been, by the way, since you guys went out?
Weeks.
Weeks, okay. And how many times have you tried to reach out to him in those few weeks?
I've reached out to him about 3 times.
Mm. Okay, so not very many.
And he hasn't responded at all.
Not a word.
Huh. Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure it out for you, all right?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Kristen is on the phone and she's not getting a call back from a guy named Lawrence. Mm-hmm. They actually met at a badminton club. Those are a thing. I had no idea. But her dad is a member at this badminton club and she was picking up her dad and Lawrence, the dude that's not calling her back, was working at the front desk. They ended up flirting. He got her number. They went out on a date. They did everything.
Mm-hmm.
They went to dinner and then did everything else you can do on a date after that. And she has no idea why she's being ghosted, though. It's been a few weeks. And the only reason that Kristen thinks is because she's got moles. But moles on your body, Kristen, I can't believe would be a reason that somebody would not call you back on a date. That's all you can think of. You promised nothing else weird happened.
I promised nothing else, so.
All right, cool. All right, well, I'm going to dial this number right now and see if we can figure it out for you, okay?
Thanks.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Lawrence?
Yeah, who's this?
How are you? This is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
And this is Alex from The Jubal Show.
And this is English Evan from The Jubal Show.
And it's a radio show called The Jubal Show. We're calling you because somebody emailed us about you. May we talk to you for a minute?
Oh, you guys are a radio show calling me. Okay, go ahead.
Lawrence, do you know a woman named Kristen?
Yeah, I know a Kristen. Why? Why are you asking? What's up?
We do a segment on the show where if you go out on a date with someone and then and then not call them back after, they can email us to figure out what happened. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Starting to all make sense now, right?
All right.
He's a quick learner.
Yes, you are. So, okay. Kristen listens to our show. She emailed us and said that you guys went out on a date. She said she had a wonderful time. Nice job. She said she was very happy with the date.
Nice job.
Mm-hmm.
You did very,
very
well.
Happy.
Now I'm willing to talk to you.
But she said, yeah, she said she had a great time, but then also told us that you're not calling her back. It's been a few weeks now. She's trying to reach out to you, and she's wondering why.
I don't really want to talk about it, guys. I'll be honest. This is a major surprise right now. I am shocked.
Well, what can we do to get you to just let us know why you're not calling her back? You don't have to go into any other details about the date. If it's something about you personally that, like, you know, you're embarrassed to say, that's fine.
Ultimately, like, if you don't want to tell us, it's fine.
Like, we can't force you. We're on the phone right now. You could just hang it up, you know, but don't do that. Please don't do that.
What did she tell you?
Well, she told us that she met you at a badminton club, picking up her dad, and you worked there. And then she told us that you went out for dinner, and then you went back to the house. She didn't say yours or hers. Anyway, that doesn't even matter. Said that you guys went back to a house and had the rest of the evening together and had a lot of fun. And then after that, you haven't talked to her, and she's wondering why. That's all.
Okay, so she did tell you that I met her through her dad, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because this is a kind of an embarrassing situation, but at the same time, it's... Screw it, I'll tell you. All right, okay. What happened was I met her through her dad. Her dad gave me her phone number. We got together, had a great time, like she said. And I came back to work the next day, and I was just talking to some buds and happened to let out something about the night before. What happened? So, look, man, I'm gonna keep it simple for you. I'm gonna put it right here in front of you.
Okay.
I was there. I said something, and her dad heard me say it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's awkward.
It was in reference to something that happened the night before, and when he said it, The guy straight up threatened me. He basically said if I go near his daughter again, that it was going to be a problem, and it's going to be a physical problem. And I don't need that drama. You know what I'm saying?
You've been near his daughter already. Why would he tell you not to now?
Like I said those words and probably a few more, and apparently it didn't go over well with
Tom. Well, yeah, of course.
I'm sure he smashed somebody's daughter.
Yeah, but he probably didn't tell their dad about it. Her dad didn't hear about it. I guess that was the issue.
Yeah, you were telling your friends. It's not like you walked up to him and said it.
Hey, you know, I'm not trying to explain it. I'm just telling you what happened.
Thanks for explaining it, though.
Yeah.
I kind of side with the dad on this one.
I don't. How old is she?
30. She's like 32.
Okay. Sheesh.
She's an adult.
She's an adult.
Smash. So she wants to.
I get the dad's position, right? He doesn't want to hear that.
Oh.
I don't get him saying to you not to come near his daughter. Also, I think you're also an adult. You can make your decision on that. You know, you can be like, hey, sorry about that. I know that was disrespectful. You weren't smart to hear that.
Yeah, but he probably was like, you probably shouldn't be talking about that anyways. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, that's also weird.
At what?
The whole thing's weird. You know what else is weird, Lawrence, is that Kristen is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
What?
So he smashed, huh?
Hey. What's up?
You're just telling everyone.
Well, you put me in a position to have to do it. You have a radio station calling me up. And I figured we may as well come clean right now since that's what we were here for.
It doesn't really excuse you telling people at the club that we smashed.
I wasn't telling people at the club. I told someone. My best friend at the club, we were talking. Your dad happened to overhear it. It was really that simple. This guy, I mean, he just went ballistic once he heard it. I don't know what he's thinking. I can't think for him. He heard it. He didn't like it. He said something to me about doing physical harm to me. I don't need that kind of drama at the Batman Club. You know what I mean? That's my job.
Does your dad not think that you're ever going to do that? I don't.
Yeah, you're an adult.
Here's the thing. I'm 32, so if there's drama, talk to me. Don't talk to my dad.
I could have, but that's not what happened. So it is what it is. That's the way I chose to handle it. Your dad is not a little guy. He made it clear that it was going to be something physical. And like I said, I don't need that. And, you know, I chose to handle it the way I did. I will apologize for it. But, hey, you know your dad. I mean, he's a nice guy, but you get on his bad side, he's not the kind of guy you want to mess with.
My only point here is that, you know, you had me thinking that this was about moles on my back the whole time and that you didn't have a great time with me. And this could have been solved so much earlier. Do you want to go out with me?
Hey, well, don't take my job. That's really what I'm here for. I'm here to ask you, Lawrence, would you like to go on another date with Kristen? We'll pay for it.
I would love to go on another date with Kristen as long as she doesn't tell her dad that we went on a date.
I mean, at some point, he's probably going to know. Maybe Kristen can protect you from her dad.
There you go.
I'm not afraid of him, so.
That makes one of you.
I know, right?
Well, congratulations, guys.
Yeah. So you are going to go out again?
Ow! We did it.
Let's do it.
We actually did it.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Team Jubal Show.
Thank you. I appreciate the help.
Yeah, congratulations to you. You now have a bodyguard against her father.
Thanks, guys.
I don't think he'll hurt you again.
All right. Well, let's hope not.
If I tell him I like you, he will not hurt you, I promise.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.